Grand Rising, everyone, and welcome to another episode of A Cumin Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
And I'm John.
Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine, feminine energy, and New Earth insights. We want to thank BBS Radio for all of their behind-the-scenes engineering. We wouldn't have a show without them, of course, and we appreciate them so very much.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, BBS. And thanks, everyone, for coming out and hanging on the monkey bars with us again.
We hope there you go. The monkey bars. We're out on the playground, buddy.
Right on. Right on. Hope right. we do you justice today with our perspective on the For the People Dutch Space posts.
That's right. Open lines for all callers, the entire program. BBS Radio phone lines are as follows. The direct line that can be used by listeners outside of the United States is 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. One more time, 323-744-4831. And the phone line for those listeners who are inside the United States, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, lastly, 888-627-6008. Subscribers to our show would be greatly appreciated, although they are not necessary, but we'd certainly love to have them.
Yes, sir. Right on.
Well, John, how have you been this last couple of weeks? Getting any snow yet?
No snow here yet, Kevin. It's still pretty green, actually, and of course, lots of fall colors as well. But it's cold. It's cold. Today, we have 1 degree Celsius, and for our American friends, that's about 33, 34, or as I like to say, damn cold.
Damn cold Fahrenheit, yes.
Yes, sir. Ooh. Yeah, so all is about the same, Kevin. I'm excited about today's program.
Yeah. I think last program we mentioned something about ghosts, didn't we, John? I think. Yeah, so thought maybe we'd go ahead and pick up where we left off from the last program, and we're still continuing to discuss For the People.space postings. And the first one is, what is a ghost? And the category is Nothing is as it seems, the Great Awakening. First you see a meme of a beautiful light being who is kind of gently floating up off the ground a few inches with flowing, beautiful, translucent colors that really portrays radiant energy. And the caption says, emotion equals energy in motion. Energy equals radiance required for activity. Yeah.
So that, in a nutshell, that's telling us that we create everything. It's our emotions. Right. So where we have our emotions is what energy is going to be.
Yeah, and we're all energy, right? Everything is energy. Right. Okay. So the human body is a hologram made up of many energy bodies. It's kind of like an onion. These energy bodies are layered and animated by our light body, which is the spirit and consciousness and your body's blueprint. You could say that the projector of your own hologram lives in your heart center. Now, currently, we have 108 energy bodies that make up what we experience as a physical flesh and blood body, which is an illusion. The experience is real. The solidity is not. So change your frequency and your body transforms, just like a snowflake. I remember seeing and reading about Dr. Masaru Emoto, and he's the one who studied snowflakes and noticed that frequency changes the shape of these snowflakes. I thought that was really interesting. Hey,
pretty interesting, Kevin. Yeah. Was it surprising to you, the 108 bodies?
Yes. Yeah, I'm thinking pain body, and then I say emotional body, which I guess I thought incorporated, I guess it basically embodies all of these others, but there's a lot of 108. Yeah.
Wow. And the emotional bodies, a lot of those are what we don't want, of course. We'll get into
Yeah.
that as this goes on, right?
Right.
Right on. Yeah.
Yeah. These energy bodies look just like the physical body, only less dense. Of course, you know, that means that you can kind of see through them now. Now, imagine 108 energy bodies overlapping each other, and you have the energetic form of the human body. Now, as 100% energy bodies, our inner knowing originally reached throughout our entire body and beyond. The whole body knew everything. We did not have to think to figure things out, and consciousness was not located in just one spot. It flowed from head to toes and like 33 feet outward and beyond. There was nothing we did not know and nothing we could not do.
Just
The only
incredible,
thing,
Kevin.
it is, yeah.
Every atom knows everything.
Right. And we didn't have to use a brain, you know, we knew everything. Just, yeah. But the only thing we did not have was experience of everything. Now, as light beings, we had no experience of darkness, so we find ourselves in this duality universe as part of that experience. And I like to call that, or it is called, the Darkness 101 universe. So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway,
I see. I read a quote in there, Kevin. There it is right there. The thoughts are the precursor to emotions, and both energies repel the spirit. So even our thoughts, of course, but our emotions, if they're not good emotions, they repel the spirit. And it gets into that more in detail here in the article as the article goes on. And maybe I'll read a little of this, Kevin.
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to read that caption there that's with the illustration. Now, this is the second illustration, I think, in the article. When the dark infiltrated this universe of light, introducing mental constructs and hierarchies, our beloved Earth spirit recognized the human energy bodies would not survive. The dark influx of lower frequencies from mental and emotional debris. So, this is quite amazing here. You realize that the Earth is there for us, and quite often, man has not been there for the Earth. We've done terrible atrocities against the Earth. But here it is, our mother, if you will, taking care of us and doing what it can. However, it does get overloaded as this goes on. Maybe I'll just read it on for a little bit, Kevin. The darkness and density thoughts and emotions emit contaminate pure light energy bodies. To support the human body on this earth plane, the earth spirit took aspects of its own spirit, its own energy field, and blanketed each living being with energy buffers to capture the debris from mental and emotional rubbish, adding an emotional body sponge in the form of an additional energy body to each being. So over and above the 108, now it's trying to protect us from being infiltrated by this dark entity, if you will. And this buffer would collect the debris from emotions, keeping it away from contaminating the rest of the pure light, high energy frequency bodies. So at that point, we were still able to have a lot of our spirit in our bodies and be able to heal and do other miraculous things. And then it goes on to say the earth spirit purified these emotional energy bodies regularly, refreshing and rejuvenating the whole being, continually taking out the garbage for us and to keep us and alive and flourishing. When a body died, however, the earth spirit would reabsorb the emotional energy body buffer that it had placed on us of the deceased being, integrating it with its own field of once again. Now, I found this quite interesting, the next part of this, Kevin. I think it's the next part where Ron talks about Ron helping the earth out, but I'll just continue to read and see where it goes. As the dark attacks on the earth spirit increased to debilitating levels, the earth spirit was unable to keep up with the clearings and survive itself.
Soon, the emotional energy body buffers around living beings began overflowing with toxic dark waste bleeding into the pure light energy bodies, which we experience as a physical body. This is the main cause of all illness, pain, death on Earth today. Prior to the introduction of thoughts and emotions, humans were immensely pure and powerful beings, the likes of angels. So I guess you could say they were angels. And of course, we know Thoth was all a part of that. So this article is talking mainly about what happened to us and what's happening on a regular basis. It says here, you still see the purity with most newborn babies before they begin thinking.
The
It goes
purity
on.
of like the angel type of
And you see that in babies. They don't they don't differentiate or anything, and they're quite innocent. Which is where we all would have been, much like that photo we're going to talk about later with the gentleman with the dog. And it lists here emotional bodies. I believe these are the negative ones. Well, maybe I'll list them off. The Earth spirit eventually added more energy bodies on top of the emotional body to help protect humans from the debris, thoughts, and emotions that are generated. And it says here, lists a few of them here, an emotional body, a mental body, a pain body, trauma body, anger body, feeling body, empathic body, sensory body, memory body, judgment body, fear, anxiety, infection, victim body. Basically, it's a lot of them there.
I didn't realize I had so many bodies.
And we probably have far more than that with others. I'm sure this is only now. Basically, if you have thoughts and emotions, the list above shows what they may turn into. Your spirit is repelled by these low frequencies, finding it difficult to live fully within the body. What takes its place, it says with a question mark. So obviously dark energy and entity would take its place. So, and we know how Q talks about how important it is for us to get our light in our body, to get it in there, to integrate and to heal and to get back to normal. It's quite impressive.
Well, when Jesus was here, he healed people by clearing these energy bodies to remove darkness and density incurred by the thoughts and emotions, pain and trauma. And this instantly transformed the frequency and in turn the body. So the body did not actually heal. It's the old sick body just simply no longer existed. The original blueprint regained integrity through a frequency shift. And this remains the most proficient way to heal bodies that have a spirit today. Now,
Yeah,
you
good.
join,
Well,
say something,
Kevin,
John?
so they're what they're saying there, we know that Jesus did miraculous healings, instantaneous healings. And that's what they're referring to here, that you instantaneously change. So you would instantaneously be healed or be back to 26 years old, just with basically a snap of your fingers. Is
I
that how you
guess
take that?
as long as you remove these emotional bodies that had all the debris and junk in them, and then you get back down to your purity, your pure blueprint.
And get your light integrated into that blueprint. Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Now, next in the article, there's like another meme there, and it's really kind of interesting. And lately, we've been hearing a lot about med beds in some of even in the mainstream media. But in here, there's a meme, what we like to call energy chambers. It looks like there's a, and it says oceanic something and sanctuary. So it leads me to believe it's underwater here. But
Yeah, you can see in one of those chambers, it definitely has water within it. You can see the the bubbles and stuff, right?
So and so this meme of healing chambers, there is a caption that says, "Everything is frequency, energy, and vibration. Restore these, and life transforms to its original form." Okay, and this is similar to what the frequency healing chambers will be doing in the not so distant future, right?
Okay. Our training wheels.
Our training room. That's right. That's right. So, all right. Do you want to say something about Ron?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know I was there yet. Well, maybe on the wrong page here. All right, okay. So by the time Ron Amatron arrived on Earth in this century with the main purpose of transisting the Earth spirit for its own ascension, There was only about 20% of the Earth's spirit left. More than 80% had been eaten, stolen by the dark, and given to other life forms to keep them alive. So imagine all these dark
Oh,
alien
yeah.
forces and beings has stripped the Earth and 20% of its life spirit left. Ron worked diligently clearing energy bodies for people and miraculous healings similar to those performed during the time of Jesus. However, the bodies down here at this time are extremely dense and polluted from generations of thoughts, emotions, and trauma. So Ron found the healings to be much more involved than they were 2,000 years ago. So when he was the light in being in Jesus, so he found that that we're all kind of in hard shape, for lack of a better term, in terms of trying to do these healings. A bigger challenge involved the main energy body the spirit or Earth spirit had put into place to protect every living being on Earth, the emotional energy body buffer. Now, so the emotional body became so overloaded with debris, when a person died, the spirit would move on, the physical body would dissolve, and the emotional energy body would remain behind as a ghost. So this is what the ghosts are, totally dependent on other bodies for its survival. So it really is a real thing all this time. People that have had the abilities to maybe see them or whatever. You can let me know if I go too far on this, Kevin, but.
So ghosts then are not spirits. Ghosts are the emotional energy bodies of deceased people. And these energy bodies were not created by source, so they can't return back to source. And ghosts are not inherently bad, but they do feed off of living energy to remain animated. And to do this, they may elicit pain, stimulation, or emotions from humans in any way they can. And so some of the following energies attract ghosts to humans. And these would be pain, addictions, smoking, gender, sexual entities, drama, crime, and djinns, which are also another word for a genie, and even kind of talent and special gifts, dementia and Alzheimer's, and even animals. So they have a lot that they can feed off of us, so yeah.
All right. So all is not lost, however. There is a way to deal with these, as you know. They go on to that later on. It says here, these emotional energy body buffers, emotional bodies that the Earth put in place that are now of deceased people, have personalities, fears, beliefs, and preferences, very much like the people they lived in. And some of them have been hopping from body to body for thousands of years, Kevin, feeding on everyone and everything along their path. It's very strange to wrap your head around this ghost. It doesn't have, it's not from source. It doesn't have a soul. It has energy. It has space, I guess. And it's able to, it's incredible that I guess it would be much in the same field as dark entities, for they don't have, they're not from source. They can't go back to source. They don't have that connection. So somehow these have to be discarded of. It has to be eliminated. And is that where we're going to with this, I guess?
I wanted to talk a little bit about how when you're interacting with the ghosts and how to remove the entities, right? So
Okay, so there's a meme here that says discarded emotional energy bodies, ghosts, hang out in places like graveyards, often attached to the identity of the body they just left, awaiting the next person to feed on. This is true of hospitals, they say here, funeral homes, abandoned houses, old battlefields, and crime scenes. The bodies have died, the spirit has departed, and the energy body is left to fend for itself. So this is part of, I guess, what's left behind after Ron helped the Earth move on, that these energy bodies are here, and now they need to be eliminated. Is that your take on this as well, Kevin?
That's right. Yeah. That's absolutely. And what most people don't realize or recognize is that discarded emotional bodies of the deceased can wield tremendous power, and one entity could feed on the light of a fighting couple and their crying child for over an hour and come away powered up with the life force from three people. And some entities go into crowds and war zones and riots and horror movie theaters, and they feed on everyone, coming away with more life force than a healthy human. So really, and there's no space that an entity cannot reach. And they're all around us all the time, and they are very powerful.
It's true. And the article goes on to in much more detail, and this gives you tells you the best way to eliminate them from your being. The best thing is to go to the article and get that information, I would say, Kevin.
Well, and one of the major things is just to do that command, do your command, right? Especially of increasing your life force energy. That's one of the major commands. And then there are some in Creation Lightship, there are clearings that one could can use to clear a lot of these emotional bodies. And
Yes, that's true, Kevin. And they do say here that the most effective way would be to use the Creation Lightship. Only the fact that we don't have enough light in our body to really deal with such a strong force as these emotional bodies to try to eliminate them. And it's not just get them away from us, it's to eliminate them so that they can't attack and hijack some other body or some other soul. So it looks to me that it's best to go through CLS. I see Kevin's frozen on our screen, so we may have lost him for a few minutes, folks, but I'm sure he'll be back in a moment. So the next one we're going to talk about is the black sheep. So yeah, I see Kevin's just come on board there now. So the next posting is up. So we're just going to go on to the black sheep now, Kevin. I've kind of finished up on the first one.
sounds good. Sorry about that glitch, folks.
No problem. We
I
must be.
guess somebody didn't want us to talk about that.
That's right, exactly. And I guess what we were talking about is the best way is to go to through CLS, which is Creation Lightship, which is Source itself, to eliminate the emotional bodies that are hanging over. So next up, I guess I let you take that away, the black sheep.
Yeah, the black sheep. This is under the category of the Great Awakening. You see a meme of a single black sheep in the center of a large flock of white sheep poking his head up among them. And the caption reads, "They hate me because they ain't me. I'm like a toddler and an elder put together. I say what's on my heart. It's lonely being completely honest all the time." And that was by Constance Dolores Burrell.
I think we can all relate with that. Most of our listeners, for sure.
And if you are considered to be the black sheep of the family, the one who's always misunderstood, the one who didn't follow the rules, didn't fit the mold, didn't accept this is just how it is, sages say that you might be a high soul, one cut from the cloth of the family tree, meant to elevate. The black sheep is often the one sent to break the cycle, to confront the pain that no one else wants to face, to feel the emotion others want to numb, and to question what others often follow blindly because it's familiar, to heal trauma that's been passed down from generations.
Yeah, well, as I say, Kevin, I think a lot of us can relate with that, where we've what we've been through in our lives, and even just recently with all of the things that have gone on, even just as recent as COVID, you could see through it and be prepared, but others kind of fell for it, and it was very frustrating because when you tried to give a point of view, they really didn't want to hear it, and a lot of times wanted you to get the help.
Right.
So,
Exactly. Yeah.
for sure.
You know, and also just to mention, if you happen to have a child who is like this or a sibling like this, remember that they see a future the family hasn't been able to imagine yet. They weren't sent to follow a pattern. They were sent to break that pattern. And they are designed and destined to bring a unique light to the world. And the rest of the family often does not understand them, and they try to limit them in order to fit the family's traditional and accepted norms. So.
Right. And as I say, Kevin, I can see that even through, through the different age groups that those folks are there. And
Sure. Oh, yeah.
more so now than ever, even with more insight.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So then you see a meme, another meme of a shepherd sitting under a tree holding a baby black sheep in his arms with a small flock of white sheep kind of circling the tree. And the caption reads, "If negativity is constantly attacking you, take it as a compliment, as it means you have a great soul with much to reveal." And that was by David Givem. I'm not sure exactly how to. I'm sorry if I slaughtered that last name, but anyway.
I think this entire post was to help us feel a little better, all of us, with what we've
Yeah.
gone through in the past years, and and what's to come. But they kind of got our backs, and they're letting us know it. So
Yeah.
it's awesome.
It's we've always felt if you were a black sheep, you always felt like, well, I'm a bad person. But no, actually, it's just the opposite.
Yeah.
You are a wonderful, beautiful person who is trying to change something within your family.
Right,
So,
right. And
right?
your world.
In
And I
your world,
feel
yeah.
every listener can relate with that these messages with this
Yeah.
post. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's exactly why they're here. Now we're going to
So,
savings, Kevin. This is a this is this one gets quite funny as it goes on.
so savings is the next article, and it's nothing as it seems.
Right.
It's a meme. It's a meme of AOC. With the caption saying, "So, daylight savings is not a bank?" No, not a bank. Aliens who believe they have rights over humanity have programmed this planet and it and all of its activities and dualities and changes to keep us in the matrix under their control. Now, the most innocent things, such as holidays, remembrances, and New Year's Day, for example, become massive harvest events for the aliens because they have large groups of people in a mindset that they scripted. And
Right,
if you're,
right.
if yeah, if you're playing out the script they sent you, they see it as a compliance or consent to install their next agenda.
And I wonder, Kevin, how many of those dates on such things like New Year's Day and so on that they put into place have relevance to their ceremonies.
Oh,
You know?
911.
Yeah, yeah.
They always want you to and we always say, remember 911. And of course, that was a horrific day, and everybody was hurt, angry, all of
Yeah,
those negative emotions. And of course,
right.
they want you to remember every year,
Oh,
9-1, right?
yeah,
Nine
for
one one.
sure. You know, even Christmas Day, when most of us are happy, still they have us all generating energy that they can siphon. And I
Well,
wonder what Christmas Day is to them,
you
what we're
well,
really celebrating.
not everybody is happy on Christmas Day. Sometimes
Well, that's
people
true.
do not have
There's
families,
other
and they are
religions, and
so
yeah.
depressed, and you know what I'm saying? So
Yeah, there's
that's
that.
another
Absolutely.
these holiday
There's lots
even
of layers.
Valentine's Day. Some people don't have people in their lives that they can have intimate relationships with. Right. So all of these things are scripted for us, and every year we celebrate them, and every year they get the negative energy from us. Daylight
Yes.
save, yeah, you know, daylight savings is another alien trap created to corral humans into mass obedience. When large group of people agree to do something like turning the clock backward or forward, these activities are used to create new timelines with new themes of control and to harvest more life force from innocent humans. You know?
You know, Kevin, this daylight savings time, I'm sure most people you talk to could care less about it. Would rather have it, would rather not have it. But for some reason, the people in power, the powers that be, keep it there. Keep us triggered with that, with the daylight savings time.
I don't know why, John, but I'm having a blank here. And forgive me for putting you on the
Yeah,
spot in a
no
way,
problem.
but so, you know, we have always heard the term spring forward, fall back, right?
Right,
So,
right.
and daylight savings time. What's the other one? What's the what do we term the other one? You know, we have daylight savings time, and then we have, and I don't, I have a
I'm
blank.
not sure what you're saying.
What do we call the one daylight savings? I think we just turned the clock back.
Right.
So later on coming up, we're going to be moving the clock forward.
Right.
And what do we call that?
Oh, I think
It's
it's
not daylight.
still. Oh, okay.
Is it
Maybe they
still?
refer to it's here. It's still daylight savings. They refer to
So
it
we're
as, but
both of them return daylight save. Okay, so maybe
yeah,
that's why.
and it's really senseless, you
It
know.
is. It was all economics. It was so
Yeah,
there was more daylight, so
or
people could
so they told
buy stuff
us.
more. Yeah.
They really just sold a bill of goods so that we would be changing the clock.
Right.
And you know, be on an agenda of theirs, which is you know, their control and their negative agenda. Now, to be truthful, Kevin, myself, especially now that I'm you know, I have more time on my hands, whatever, easier. I don't have to be up and off at a certain time for work. So I work with the sun. I get up when it's light, whether matter what time of year it is. When the sun lightens my room, I get up. And so, and of course, the article goes on to talk about things we should do. And it, matter of fact, I'll read a little bit of that now, Kevin. Although the white hats have their own technology to override timelines, every human on Earth still has free will to remain in the matrix following programs aliens manufacture, or to awaken and step outside of the matrix. To outsmart the aliens do not comply with these dates and times. So they're telling us, you know, it's kind of, and they give us an example. Step out of the flock of sheep who go along with it, even if it's just for a few days. This keeps you out of the next psyop the aliens have planned. Now, this is quite interesting, this next line. In 2012, millions of people bought into the Mayan calendar end of time psyop. And you know how well that was pushed for years.
Right.
Aligning with the Mayan aliens end of Earth time, mass abduction, returning people with cloned replicas. Now, Q had told us that in 2012, that they did a lot of cloning, that they basically ended, changed timeline there. And this is giving
Right.
us more detail on that. During mandatory time changes, instead of turning the clock back or forward, pretend there's no time change and go about life as usual. And of course, this is what I do, as I was telling you, Kev. I just get up with the light of day. If you have to go to work into work, pretend in your imagination you're showing up late or early, just for fun. Your clock will still be on the old time, but you'll show up right on time. In a few days, you'll still be on your positive timelines or outside of time, whichever you choose, and you can adjust your clock without becoming part of the alien control group. So I thought that was pretty interesting how they tell us, you know, give us some guideline there of what to do. And like I say, I make a habit not to have a clock in my room, and I get up when it's light. When the light comes up, I get up.
You know, and if you enjoy the holidays, imagine it's just another day of celebration without naming it. It's the dates, the names, the times, and the mindset that count on and use. So live in your own reality and making your own rules and changes, and they won't include you in their new theme or mind control experiment. Also, humor is a great way to override the matrix net. And
You've got
and we
lots of
love
good
humor, don't
ones.
we, John?
We sure do. And then you've got lots of them in your
Yeah.
cap. Go over a couple.
Yeah, right. And yeah, so and they can't compete without laughing with a person who's laughing and celebrating in the moment, playful groups of people. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, there are some really very funny memes in this one. another one, AOC here. Okay, if Trump sanctions Turkey, how will we have Thanksgiving?
It's so fitting for her because
Yeah.
she's not the brightest bulb on the tree.
Right. Yeah. So,
Yeah.
yeah. So there,
There's a
just
lot of
to,
them here, Kev.
yeah, there's a lot of information in this article. I encourage you to look at the article whenever you can, you know, because there are some funny memes. Oh, here's one. Here's a life hack. Replace your cat's litter box with an Amazon box. And when it's full, just tape it up and put it on your doorstep so someone steals it. Yeah, that's certainly way. Oh.
Yeah,
Okay.
there's a bunch of good ones down here for sure.
Yeah. All right. So,
Well, that's a really fun posting actually to go down through that. It's kind of
yeah.
good, Kevin, because some of them, one we like for the ghost, for example, is really quite intense and serious. And then to come along this one, it was good to lighten things up a little.
Yeah. Okay. So,
Now
all
we're on to
right. So,
two worlds, Kevin.
yeah,
Two
the next
worlds.
one, two worlds categories, all possibilities. Again, you see a single meme of a picture depicting a mountain range that has multiple waterfalls flowing into a beautiful vegetated valley with a lake that holds numerous blooming water plants and flowers. And the caption reads, "If you want to believe the world is dark, watch the news, brought to you by the dark. And if you want to believe the world is a living miracle, spend time in nature, brought to you by creation."
Wow.
Yeah, that's a powerful one. And I can't wait, John, until I can get my forest sanctuary property. I want to be up in the mountains. I definitely want to have at least two waterfalls on that property, and I just want to bury myself in the nature. I
Yeah.
want to sit among the forest trees and the leaves and the vegetation, and maybe walk over to the waterfall and take a cool dip. You know, it's just something I envision myself doing, and I just can't wait to do that.
You paint a good picture there,
Thanks.
Kevin. You know, I'm very fortunate, Kevin. I live in an area where there's lots of wild forest, just minutes from my home. And, you know, there's nothing like the feeling you get when you walk into the forest. It's a beautiful feeling.
Yeah.
And so I can relate with this posting.
Right.
I would encourage, even if it's, you know, a park, as long as it's nature, it's a good feeling.
That's
Yeah.
right.
When you're amongst animals or beings with plants, whatever, that aren't caught up in the things that we get caught up in, it
Right.
changes everything.
Which is a good lead in to the next article, which is called The Important Stuff.
Right. Yes.
Category is Love is the Ultimate Power. And again, you have a single meme showing an elderly man sitting at a small round table with chairs surrounding him, and he's reading a book with a dog in his lap, and that dog is looking up at him with those lovely puppy dog loving eyes, you know.
Yeah.
And the caption reads, "Dogs are how people would be if the important stuff is all that mattered to us."
Right.
And that was by Ashley Lorenzana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it just says it all. It's
Yeah.
likely how we would be without entity attachments, Kevin, you know.
Right. Yeah.
But let's all focus on eliminating as much as we possibly can.
Yeah. Okay, now here is a next article. This is kind of a long one, deep,
It
but
is.
it's called True Light versus False Light. And the category is The Great Awakening, The Light of Source. Now, just to let you know, this is a repost from June 8th of 2023. So, for the people, I believe felt it was important to repost this one, especially in the times now. So, the first thing you see is a meme of a wall carving of the Egyptian god Thoth in the color of blue, and with the caption that says, "False light mimics source light 99.99%." And that was a quote by Ron Amatron.
Nice.
When I read that, John, I felt, wow, are we so lucky, so fortunate to have Source finally come and disrupt all of this horrible negative influence in our world, you know, and have we now have individuals fighting for us, for humanity, and we have spiritual leaders to help us, you know what I'm saying,
Yeah, absolutely, Kevin.
increase our light, because that does 99.99% does not leave much room for the
It
true light.
absolutely doesn't. And
You
so
know,
you
so.
can see now why Q had so much forgiveness and passion and understanding for us, as we should have for everyone else, because 99.99%, they're being controlled by the dark. Everyone is. So how could we judge anyone knowing that that's the case? You know, really, to put it into perspective, for sure. It says here, Kevin, the masses have been enchanted by false light for millions of years, unbeknownst to them. You haven't read that, have you?
No, go
Oh,
ahead,
no.
go ahead.
Yeah, we believe we're doing the right, everything right, when in fact, the light of the dark, false light, has given us the very protocols we believe in, you know, religions, all that kind of thing, continually leading humanity further into darkness. So, and you know, it's as Q once said, it's very well done. They do things very well in the dark. And so how the hell would you ever know the difference, right?
That's
Light
right.
beings, yeah, it's impossible. So we have to, even the clones and all those that are programmed, again, they can't even help what they do. They're programmed for that. So we really have to try to understand that so that we don't get angry or upset or triggered by them and you know, lose more of our light or prevent our light from rejoining us. Light beings who've come here to guide us back home to the light are up against indoctrination, especially designed to repel and prohibit true light teachings. It's all part of their master plan, of course. The true light beings have been targeted mercilessly, tortured, and murdered for millennia, yet they continue to show up for humanity. Contrived stories may destroy their character and what they stood for, but they always make an impact that reaches those who are ready, while the masses continually choose false light without knowing. And then a quote here, I think from Osho, "False light is mind energy, and the world's greatest addiction, of course." And of course, they get us scrolling and watching TikTok all day and all these kinds of things. It's all control to keep us in the mind and not the heart.
That's right. That's right.
Maybe I'll carry on here, Kevin. I don't know if I'm
Well,
cutting into where you're supposed to
no,
be.
that's okay. I can just say that there is another meme here, and it's Osho, and he's looking right at you. He's sitting in a chair, so it's like he's talking to the audience. And the caption reads, "The East has never bothered about the mind, has not even taken any note of it, has ignored it. The mind is mentioned only for one purpose, how to transcend it. The mind is the only problem, and unless you go beyond mind, you will never go beyond problems." And that was Osho.
Right. And again, that just alliterates that we need to be in the heart. The heart needs to be in control and use the mind only to execute what your heart desires.
And if I'm not mistaken, John, wasn't Q Osho
Yeah,
by
he
Osho at
had
one
said
time,
that
right?
he was one of the energies in Osho or all of
That's right.
it. Yeah.
Also, Osho was the Donald Trump of the spiritual world in our era, often called the most dangerous man alive by the mainstream media. The lies and the vicious stories propagated toward him were so outrageous, he was hated by news watchers, who incidentally had no idea who he was.
Right.
You know,
I
Osho,
recall that, Kevin. I
yeah.
recall that happening. Yeah.
Osho was a light being from Source with a focus on bringing humanity out of mind energy and into heart energy. He was one of the only well-known Indian masters of his era who presented true meditations and techniques focused on removing density, darkness, and blockages from the body and psyche, and to bring people into a state of peace within the heart. And of course, this is what the Creation Lightship does for us today, also.
Yeah, you know that that information you just talked about, that's what Q has constantly told us to
Yeah.
be in our heart. And of course that's the mind to heart drops, the command, and that's the first command I do whenever I do commands, whether it's in the morning, night, whatever. I always do the mind to heart drop.
There you go.
And okay, we'll talk a little more here about Osho then. Famous for telling jokes. Osho, which I like that part. Actually, some of his videos here, he's really funny. I don't know if anyone, if you've looked at all those videos, but he's got lots of funny stuff. Of course, just as Q does. Same thing, right? And of course, we know while we're laughing and all revved up like this, we're in our heart space, we're in our higher frequencies. Osho also encouraged art, dance, laughter, twirling, enjoying nature, sacred sex, which is an important one that I believe Q had once said that he was going to go more into that, the Kundalini, so on. So I look forward to that one day. And also it says releasing the past through vigorous, playful exercise in the form of moving meditations, creativity, love, and playfulness. There were a number of assassination attempts on his life, which I wasn't aware of that, Kevin, but I, of course, we don't doubt that for a minute. We know how that works. Those who arrived to his ashram with intent to murder him often fell in love with him after one encounter. They not only confessed and begged forgiveness, they often became his most devoted followers and protectors. Their murderous hatred had been all in the mind. So it just totally programmed. In his presence, they fell into the heart and realized the truth of his being. And this is a quote from Osho. I'm simply saying that there is a way to be sane. I'm saying that you can get rid of all this insanity created by the past in you. So again, it's just dropping to your heart.
Osho also expressed his desire for all the people in the world to live abundantly, right? And
Right.
celebration every day. Lovers, now not sexual, but lovers of Osho flocked from all around the world to be with him, often giving him extravagant gifts such as million-dollar watches and Rolls Royces.
Wow.
When attacked for the wealth that flowed to him, he set the record straight many times, saying that he owned nothing and everything that was given to him went to the community for his sannyasins. I might not be saying that correct, but it's a Sanskrit word that describes
Sannyasins.
someone who renounces material possession.
Right.
Anyway. Emphasizing that the universe had infinite abundance for everyone if they would simply celebrate life from the heart. Now we see another meme of Osho. He's sitting in his chair talking to the audience, and the caption reads, "Do whatever is pleasant, pleasant to you and pleasant to your surroundings. Do something which brings a song to you and creates a rhythm of celebration around you." So that was no truer words. Oh my goodness.
Okay, Kevin. Can you see
Wait.
the
No, I didn't, so I need to.
Somebody told us that.
One moment, please. We have two callers on the line. So I don't see Thomas, the callers. You go ahead and select one. Oh, here we go. Okay.
I see it now.
Shelly on line one.
Okay, I see it now. Yeah.
Hola. Hola.
Hola. Hello, Shelly. Thanks for
Hi,
calling.
Kevin. Hi, John.
Hi,
Hi.
Shelly. It's so
Kevin,
wonderful
I
hearing from
wondered.
you. Go ahead. Sorry.
Thank you. I just wondered if you, I came in last Saturday as the family's little sister, and that means I'm your guys' little sister, and I just wanted to show up and say hi. Well, that's
Oh,
so wonderful.
yeah.
It's so wonderful to have a caller come in. And thank you so much, sis, for doing that. And
Absolutely.
we certainly love you and stuff. So,
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Shelley, I see you have a question about the ghost article or a comment.
I wanted to make a comment. I've been following along, and so the one thing that when I went to call in, I lost my place with you guys because I was following along so good, but I got caught up, and I'm really impressed on me figuring out the computer this morning of holding the article I wanted to talk to you guys about, opening another window so I could then follow with you guys. I mean, this is all new for me.
Oh,
That's like computer speak. I
well,
don't
you're
do
catching on
that. Yeah. Well, I've been trying over the years to practice, but the thing about this ghost article, at the very end, there's two lists. One is the things that cause spirit to leave, creating an opening for ghosts and entities to come in. Oh dear, I'm trying to do it with one hand. There, I can put my phone down and use two hands. Oh, shucks. Now I just went and then, well, here I go, bragging about my computer skills, and now I've just skipped over to the OSHA article. And over the years, I've known people who see things that I don't see, and it's been proven to me. Like, I had a girlfriend that, she probably, I know that, they said she needed some of those medications and she refused to take them. And I didn't know what her technical diagnosis was, but I knew she seen children and she helped them get to the light. And I knew she seen things, like she said, the king's coming, just odd things. But one day I'm in her house and she was in the back room, and my dog was laying down in the living room, and I'm in a dining room, and he jumped up and ran to my side, looking over past me, but he ran and got in between me like he was going to protect me. And I thought, oh, wow, that guy that's staying at her house must be here. I didn't realize he was here. And I looked, and he wasn't there, and no one was there, but my dog was really attentive to something there. And then when my girlfriend came back in the room, she looked over my shoulder and she goes, oh, we've been joined. And I'm like, whoa, okay. So she does see things, obviously, because my dog didn't.
All
So
right.
this article was an aha for me. It really kind of, explained some of that stuff, I think, that my friends would have maybe been seeing. So the other list is, to increase your frequency and invite more of your spirit inside. So this
Yes.
whole article, ghost stuff, to me, it applies to my friends that have been seeing things and I never could explain it. So it was kind of an elusive article, but these lists really, to live from the heart and the now, inner peace, sunlight,
Oh,
warmth. I mean,
definitely.
these two lists give me something really tangible on a day-to-day basis that I can be aware of. The things
Absolutely.
that throw my light out is smoking, sugar, GMOs, vaccines, stress, negative people. I
All
mean,
right.
those two
Shelly,
lists are like, I want to print them out.
Cool. Shelley, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we have not very much time left whatsoever. I want to thank you so much for the call. I want to try to get one more caller in if you don't mind. So again, thank you so much for calling
love
in.
you.
Yeah. And that's thank you,
I love
Shelley.
you
Yeah.
guys. Thank
And
you.
I would suggest going to CLS for more information on that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Karen from Pennsylvania, you only have a few minutes, so welcome to the show.
Well,
Are
hello
you?
there, human. How are
Eh,
you?
fine, Karen. How are
We're
you
good.
doing?
Thank you for calling in, Karen.
Good. I
Nice.
know we have, I'll keep it brief, and I really meant to call a lot sooner, I think. But anyway, I love everything that you said. So I'm just saying yes to everything you're talking about. And I appreciate it. I love the articles. But I real quick, I'll be super fast. I have been noticing when I'm out in nature, the further along I'm getting in this process, animals, I'm communicating with animals. I know, and I know it's true. So, like a squirrel, I'll be sitting on my front porch, and a squirrel with a little acorn in its mouth will come right up the steps and just come right to my feet.
Oh,
I
yeah.
feel like, you know, what is
Yeah.
that? Who's the one? Is that Cinderella or whatever? Yeah, that has all the creatures. I have birds that fly right around my head in front of my face. It's just
Yeah.
butterflies, deer. You
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
and so that's all true. If you just get out in nature, all these magical
Right.
things happen.
Well, remember, Karen, they haven't lost their connection. We
No, they
have.
haven't. We have. Yeah.
So
All
that is
right.
what you're saying is
Exactly.
true. Yeah.
Thank you so
That's
much.
awesome.
So I know you got to run, and I just wanted to get my first call in to you guys because I've called a couple times, but then I get cut off a lot because, you know, we break electronics, right?
Yeah, right.
Right.
That's right.
Thank you,
That's right.
Karen, for calling in.
Okay. Well, John, I feel like we had another great show and we covered a lot of information. I
We
certainly
did.
enjoyed our discussion with the callers and talking about For the People.Space article. How about yourself?
Yes, I had a great time. Always have a good time hanging out with you and everyone else here on the Monkey Bars, Kevin. Perhaps next on our next show, we'll start off where we left off on this one because we
That's
didn't get quite through that article, but we'll
right.
carry forward. So
Okay.
yes, thanks everyone for thank you callers for calling in. Thanks everyone for listening to our show on the recording. It's been a
Yep.
great day. Thanks so much.
That's right. Please stay tuned for BBS Radio for Sojourns with Hummy and her crew. John and I will see you all again in 2 weeks on A Human Perspective.
Awesome.
Woo, peace
All
out.
right. All right, buddy. See you later.